All right, so as we end this season of praying for family issues through the holidays, Happy New Year as we get ready to celebrate the New Year's Eve and come ring in the new year, let us continue to pray for the issues that face families. So we left this particular one for the end because it's one that's in the news regularly and sometimes divides people. But the scriptures are pretty clear on how it works. But let's look at it. We're going to look at the issue of gender questioning, potter versus the clay. We're going to look at gender identity, accepting God's design, praying for versus pointing at, and being humble versus being haughty. So our first verse is Genesis 1:27. So most of us know God's design was to create man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. So Father, we pray first that people will recognize that you do not make mistakes, that each person is made with an X and Y chromosome, X and two X chromosomes or an X and a Y to help identify what their gender and sex is. We thank you that you created us this way, and we pray that God, people will learn that as well. We pray for Romans 1:26 through 27. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. Their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Oh Lord, we pray, first of all, for those that are young. We pray, God, that they would come to know the truth and the truth would set them free. It's okay to have feelings of wanting to be similar to guys, like more energy or wanting to play with guys if you're a girl, and guys wanting to play with girls. But God, help them to understand that doesn't make them have to change their gender. We also come against this spiritual, this sexual plague that is attacking the young people, where it's, there is no boundaries on what you want to do with, who you want to do it with, where you want to do it, and all of that. God, we just come against that. We pray, God, that there will be a respect for one another. We pray, God, that they will not give in to these dishonorable passions. Help them to see that, but help us as a church also to help them understand that and to speak good things into them, that they are strong and women and girls are beautiful. In Deuteronomy 25, he says, woman must not wear man's clothing, nor is a man to put on woman's clothing, for all that do so are abominations to the Lord your God. So Father, we pray that first of all, that they will not want to do this, and that they will come to know Jesus and get saved, that they would cherish the Bible as authoritative and allow it to continually renew their minds. We pray for families to read the Bible aloud. We pray for churches to hear more verses about our identity and about who you made us, that there would be a clear understanding of manhood and womanhood, and that we're not all the same. We're not all cookie cutter in the way that we express it. But that still doesn't change our identity, and that they would accept that. We pray for a clear sense of God's calling for their lives, a clear view of themselves, the way God sees them, that God doesn't make mistakes and he cares about every facet of their lives, that churches would work together to tell girls they are beautiful and tell the boys they are strong, to call them chosen, beloved, beautiful. We, God, we pray for those who have chosen to this change, and to be gay or lesbian or whatever else one they want to call themselves. God, we pray they would draw closer to Christ. We pray they would come in contact with people that are wise, who would affirm their personhood in full while offering biblical truth, that they would know when to say it and when to talk at the right time when that person is open to it. And Lord, our hearts are heavy for those who identify as LGBTQ. Your word is clear about sin and salvation, and our own consciences testify to this truth, yet so many live with the hope that they will find their true self or even their worldly salvation in a broken identity. So we pray this about this challenging issue today. For those within the walls of the church who may claim the identity of LGBTQ, we pray for the work of your Holy Spirit and of the church to call those in sin to repentance. For Christians who continue to struggle in this area, yet who choose faithfulness to your word, we pray for great faith and encouragement and deliverance if they are struggling with demonic attacks. For those uncertain about their fearfully and wonderfully made bodies, we pray for peace and confidence that you did not make a mistake, that they were not born in the wrong body. For children who are hearing messages that make them question their own sexuality, we pray for protection over their minds and hearts in the name of Jesus. For all those who identify as LGBTQ or who are struggling with their sexual identity in another way, we pray that they would find the joy and freedom that only comes from following you as Lord. We pray their hearts will be open to see sin for what it is and to see the joy of your salvation as greater. For those in ministry to our LGBTQ neighbors, especially those that used to be gay and all of that LGBTQ and have come out of it and have come to know Jesus and the freedom, we pray for their strength to speak the truth in love and more than anything to make your gospel known in the words they say and the way they live. For those of us who have friends and family who are LGBTQ, we pray for great love and great discernment. For each of us, we pray the hardest prayer for conviction of our own sin and for freedom and repentance, that our first priority in our own hearts and in conversations would be the magnification of Christ. We pray our identities would not be rooted first in our work, sexuality, families, that we could say as Paul, that for us to live is Christ. May our identity, our security, our salvation be ever fixed to you, and may that be first in our hearts and in our words. Lord, we pray that as we speak the truth, the manner in which we speak, it would be such that we are known by our love. And our last verse that we want to end with is, when they kept on questioning Jesus, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." He stooped again and wrote on the ground. At that, people began to go away one at a time, the elders first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." In Jesus' name.